Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we do greet you in the name of Jesus, thanking God. The prophet is here, and the saints of God are here. The scripture says, moreover, I gave them my Sabbaths as a sign between God and his people that he has sanctified them. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelists, to our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, God have opened up his door of utterance. We're glad to be with you. We are Jews. We are Israelites. We are true followers of Christ. I want to talk to you today about the blessed ones. So many think they're blessed. And that's beautiful to think it, but to know it according to the scripture. Before we get into that thought, we're going to have a poem from our sister Tatum. Before that, we're going to have a number from our Elder Miles. Elder Miles, thank God for you.
Take my houses, take my land. Change my dreams and all my plans. I'm placing my whole life in your hand. Lord, whatever it takes, just to be more like you. Lord, whatever, gravitate, for my will to break. Lord, that's what I'll be willing to do.
Thank you, Elder. Thank God. It means something to be sincere about serving the Lord. Words that I believe he means. He's not Liberace. But his heart is with God. Isn't that beautiful? And our sister Tatum may not be Helen Steiner, but her heart is with God.
Oh, yes.
We know that she's sincere. Thank God for you, Sister Tatum.
A love and thirst for God. Oh, Lord, I love you. Yes, it's so true. I have a desire with a mind to serve you. With everything in me, my whole heart and soul, with joy and thanksgiving, so great to behold. Without you, I'm nothing, not anything at all. But your strength is keeping me standing up tall. You have lifted me up, way up with your love, and the enemy can't touch me. I'm too high above. He fights and he battles to win over you, but it's a hopeless battle, for I love you true. So keep me, dear Savior, with this mind, I pray, and I'll love you forever, always, as today.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank God for our sister Tatum. Few words, but they're sincere and they are true. Isn't that beautiful? This is God's Covenant Church, and we're grateful for our great Bishop Barfield and our great Bishop Phillip for the great work they've done. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Before we get into thought, Deacon Debbie, what's our announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. And I'm hoping and trusting all that hear the broadcast will contact us if you have any comments about what you're hearing. Now, our only agenda here is to bring you what thus saith the Lord, to bring you truth. And what we bring you is according to what's written. Nothing we bring you is made up. And if we're following a tradition, it's the tradition of God. And it's according to God's word. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And I believe the word. I believe what God gave his anointed to write. And I believe it is valid today and tomorrow. Let's go to Luke 11 and 27. The scripture says, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth to life. And it says, few there be that find it. There's only a few people really find God's church. It's been like that from the beginning. I'm not going with the way of the world. Way of the world, everybody's saved. Everybody knows Jesus. Everybody has salvation. And they'll tell you, just believe it. There's believing a story, and then there's believing unto salvation. And that's what the Lord's concern is, if we believe unto salvation. Now, Luke 11 and 27, evangelist, what does it say?
And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, blessed is the womb that bare thee and the paps which thou hast sucked.
No doubt in my mind she was excited about the Lord. But many times in one's excitement, they go off the reservation. They go off the path that's set before us. They go off the point. She was excited about the Lord and began to give so much honor to the one that brought him into this life, Mary. Mm-hmm. Blessed is the womb that bare thee. The womb that bears God's people is a spiritual womb.
Yes, it is.
That's the womb that's blessed.
Yes.
That have the true blessings.
Yes.
The eternal blessings, the spiritual blessings.
Yes.
And the paps which thou hast sucked.
Mm-hmm.
What she's talking about is natural. And the Lord is correcting her mind. So many have given Mary so much honor. Mary is due honor because she was saved.
Yes.
But God did not give unto us to make Mary a memorial.
That's right. That's right.
But he did give one of that attributed that to one, a memorial to them for what they did.
Right.
And that one didn't bring him forth.
No.
That one didn't give suck.
No. That's right.
What did he say?
But he said, Yea, rather.
Now just think this way. I hear what you're saying. But yea, rather, what?
Blessed are they that hear the word of God.
Blessed are they that hear the word, what?
Of God.
What?
And keep it.
And I know that so many just get all worked up and cry and get emotional because of his blood. But the Lord said, yea, rather. The ones that's blessed are they that hear the word and do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that's blessed.
Yes.
Because when you keep God's commandments, you have everlasting life.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to James 1:22. James, follow the Lord. And James didn't say, blessed is the one that gave suck.
No.
James didn't say that.
No.
But this was a follower that stood by, trying to promote what God is not promoting. So many are saying, oh, he died on the cross because you were a sinner. You couldn't do it. The blood, he suffered. He hung his head. But God is saying, what are you doing for that sacrifice that I made for you?
All right.
Are you hearing the word and are you doing it? James 1:22. What does it say?
But be ye doers.
But be doers of the word. Now we know he died for our sins. God made that ultimate sacrifice for the sins of the world. But if you don't do the word, what good is that to you?
Right.
It only serves you if you do the word. But be ye doers of the word. What?
And not hearers only.
They come and here is the part that is so secret. Many don't know what the word is. They don't. No, and they're not hearing the word, because if you're not hearing the word in its entirety, because they said, not a bone of him shall be broken. Jesus was the word and is the word. But if you break up the word, you're not hearing God's word. If God gives a message to his anointed to give to the people and you skew the word, you're not hearing the word.
Right.
You're getting part of the word. That devil in the garden skewed the word. God said, the day you eat of this tree, you're gonna die. He said, you're not gonna surely die. He skewed it.
Right.
He changed the focus. He changed it. He added what God didn't add.
Right.
And as I said many times, Sunday is not in the commandments.
No.
That is not the day of rest. And neither is any so-called denomination. It's holiness.
Yes.
And if you don't live holy, you can't keep the Sabbath holy. And the Sabbath is the seventh day and not the first day of the week.
Right.
Be ye doers of the word.
And not hearers only.
And not hearers only what?
Deceiving your own
so
selves.
So many churchgoers, they are being deceived. The Lord said, if the blind lead the blind, they all fall into the ditch. Read the 25th verse. What does it say? Mm-hmm.
But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty.
God's word is law. It was commanded. The law of the Lord is perfect. It converts you. It changes you.
Yes.
If you yield to it. If you look into the perfect law of liberty, what?
And continue.
And then you continue. Now, it's letting you know you can keep God's word. But the preachers say, no one can keep that law. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. You can keep God's word if you yield yourself, if you die like he did.
Yes.
And continueth therein.
He being not a forgetful hearer.
Those that hear the word, as soon as you hear the word, the devil launches his attack.
That's true.
Trying to take what God has given and to destroy you. One of his devices is the cares of life, the things you care about, to distort God's word, to make you forget what God said. Because God's word should be in our minds and our hearts.
Yes.
And we should take it with us when we leave the place of worship, when we leave the study, when we leave where we're being summoned to the supper.
Yes.
Keep the word in our hearts and minds that we sin not.
Yes.
He comes to destroy that.
Yes.
He being not a forgetful hearer,
mm-hmm.
But
a doer of the work.
What?
This man shall be blessed in his
deeds. Now this is the one that's blessed. When we keep God's commandments.
Yeah.
When we do God's word, not just hearing it. Let's go to Deuteronomy 8 and 2. So many don't like to go into the scriptures of the prophets. They don't like to go back to Moses, but God said, go back to Moses. Because he wrote of me.
Yes.
Moses wrote the word. Moses wrote the laws.
Yes, he did.
That's God's word.
Mm-hmm.
And so many have been duped to believe that the law was done away with. No, it wasn't. The law of remedy was fulfilled by his dying, that we may have a right back to obey God.
Yes.
You
yes.
cannot obey God over sin.
No.
And if you don't straighten out sin and have an offering for sin and repentance for sin, you are not serving God.
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy 8 and 2, what does it say?
And thou shalt remember
what?
All the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness.
Well, so many don't remember how God led the church of old. In its young days in America and all around the world where they were truly keeping God's commandments, they forgot the Creator in the days of the church's youth, when it was holiness unto the Lord.
All right.
Yes.
Now we've gone so far from God, we got Baptists, you just name them. But where is holiness unto the Lord and keeping God's commandments? What he gave his model preacher and his model church in the days of old. Remember,
mm-hmm.
all the way which the Lord thy God
led thee
mm-hmm. these 40 years in the wilderness. What?
To humble thee.
Now God led us and God leads us today. When you're up under the word of God, it leads you in a way to humble you. That's
mm-hmm.
why the Lord said, except you come as a child, you in no case shall enter into the kingdom. To humble thee, what?
To prove thee.
And to prove thee, what?
To know.
To know.
What was in
not
thine
God,
heart.
But we, to know
mm-hmm.
what's in our hearts.
Yes.
What?
Whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no.
Because it's the cares of life. As I've said many times, these gods, the internet, Facebook, notebook, Twitter, Twitch,
that's
Hitch,
right.
all this junk.
That's right.
It chokes out God.
Yes, it does.
And where is the one that waits on that healing from God? No, we go to Egypt. We go online. And they're telling you anything you want to hear. Just like these theologians. Some professor of Davidson theology. Well, we think, we believe that Jesus wore his hair 10 inches. We believe that. That ain't what the scripture's telling you. But about salvation, nothing. But a made up lie. He died for our sins because we couldn't do it. No, it's because we don't want to do it, those that don't do it.
That's right.
Read. That's right.
And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger.
What?
And led thee and fed thee with manna.
What?
Which thou knewest not.
Well, the fathers today don't know the manna is the things that God have laid out for us in our lives. It comes from the Lord when you are serving God.
Yes.
If you're not serving God, you're getting your food and the things you're going through is from the devil. It's not from God. To be a part of the Lord, you must be keeping his word. What? Read.
Which thou knewest not.
Which thou knewest not.
Neither did thy fathers know.
What?
That he might make thee know.
God wants the church to still realize. What?
That man.
Man.
Doth not live by bread
man
only.
Man don't live by bread alone. What?
But by every word.
What?
That proceeded out of the mouth
so
of the Lord.
So it doesn't matter whether you're saved or not. You're still living up under God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't obey it, you are under the curse.
Yes.
Which is the mark of the beast.
Yes.
And all of these new technologies, these are the marks of the beast, which you cannot buy and sell unless you're part of that mess.
Mm-hmm.
But it is death.
Yes.
Let's go to the 11th verse. What does it say?
Beware.
Beware.
That thou forget not the Lord thy God.
Well, the church world have forgotten God because that devil have taken God out of the minds of the people because he's taken his word out.
Mm-hmm.
Moreover, he's taken away leadership.
Yes.
Because if you don't come to God's anointing,
right,
you are perishing.
Mm-hmm.
Because without vision, people perish. And you believe everything that devil is telling you through those that don't know God.
Mm-hmm.
God is the one leading us. What? Read.
By God, in not keeping his commandments.
In not keeping. So when you don't keep God's word, when you don't honor God, when you kill and commit adultery and steal, bear false witness, covet, forget the Sabbath day, you're not honoring God. You're breaking his commandments. You cannot break his commandments and get up under the blessings of God or say, God is dealing with you. He's not doing that.
No.
It's the world that's dealing with you.
Mm-hmm.
Read the 18th verse. What does it say?
Uh-huh.
But
thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power.
God gives the power. When you're up under the blessings of God, he giveth thee power to get.
To get wealth.
What?
That he may establish his covenant.
Wait a minute. So our blessings today. Blessed is the pure in heart.
Yes.
You cannot be pure in heart unless the word purifies you.
That's true.
So you're blessed if you're under the blessed plan. It's those in the covenant. Because God's purpose that he may establish his covenant. Mm-hmm. What?
Which he sware
what?
Unto thy fathers as it is this day.
It's the same thing today. Acts 3 and 25. It's the same thing today. God's purpose has not changed. Only the Lord died that he might and that you and I might serve God's purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he died.
Yes.
But the purpose is still the same.
Yes.
Acts 3 and 25. What does it say?
Ye are the children of the prophets.
Well, I believe that's what the Lord was. He was a prophet.
Yes.
John was a prophet. Moses was a prophet. We're the children of Paul.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The prophet is God's anointed.
Yes.
Don't mean, well, we're not the children of the apostles. We're the same. They're the same.
Yes.
All of God's anointed, they're one.
Yes.
But he first gave his word to the seer, the prophet.
Yes, he did.
We are the children
of the
prophets. What?
And of the covenant.
What?
Which God made
so
with our fathers.
If you are God's seed, if you're the children of the prophets, you're of the covenant. What covenant are you talking about? God only got one divine covenant. It's called his word.
Yes.
There's many covenants, but he's talking about his word.
Mm-hmm.
Children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers. What?
Saying unto Abraham.
What?
And in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed.
So we're blessed when you're in that seed that's of the covenant.
Yes.
You're not in the covenant, God's word, you're not blessed. Although you might believe that he died for your sins, if you're not in his word, you're not of that seed mm-hmm. of the covenant. What?
Unto you first, God, having raised up his son Jesus,
what?
Sent him to bless
now,
you.
Now, the Lord had blessed me. He did bless us in what?
In turning away every one of you
what?
From his iniquity.
So if you haven't been turned from your sins, you're not blessed. You're blessed when you stop sinning and obeying God's word.
Yes.
What does the 22nd verse say?
Uh-huh.
For Moses
truly what? Said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you what? Of your brethren.
Wait a minute, talking about brother Moses. Right. Of your brethren and like unto me. Mm-hmm. So the Lord came just like Moses.
Yes, he did.
Lawgiver. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Moses was the lawgiver.
Yes.
And so did Jesus.
Yes.
Give his word, the mm-hmm. law. Yes. Read.
Him, like unto me, him shall ye hear
what?
In all things whatsoever he shall say unto you.
Read.
And it shall come to pass
what?
That every soul which will not hear
every
that prophet.
Every soul, and how many are hearing what the Lord said?
Mm-hmm.
Go back to Moses. He wrote with me.
Yes.
How many go back there? No, they only go to the cross and bring the little cup and get the drops of blood. That's what they're coming for.
Yes.
So they don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Shall be destroyed from among the people.
It'll come to pass every soul which mm-hmm. will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening today. Yeah. So many churches are destroyed because they're not hearing what the Lord is telling us.
Yes.
Lord is saying, if you love me, keep my commandments. Yes. But the preachers say they were done away with.
Mm-hmm.
Liars, St. John 5.
Yes.
St. John 5 and 46. So I'm only trying to bring back to you the words that the Lord spoke.
Yeah.
Truly want to be blessed. It's not about natural blessings. The natural blessings comes after you take on the spiritual blessings. His word.
Yes.
5 and 46, what does it say?
For had ye believed Moses.
That's the Lord is talking. Wait a minute, read 45. Think, mm-hmm. Do not think
that I will accuse you to the Father.
What?
There is one that accuses you.
What?
Even Moses.
Moses is very much alive today.
Mm-hmm.
In the bosom of God.
Yes.
He's accusing us,
yes.
those that are not keeping God's commandments.
Yes.
What?
For had ye believed Moses.
Had ye believed Moses, what?
Ye would have believed me.
What?
For he wrote of me.
He's not talking about writing that he's going to die up on the cross. He's talking about one going to be raised up like unto him.
Yes.
But if.
Ye believe not his writings.
Well, I believe his writings because the Lord, Moses said, and God spake all these words.
Yes.
Thou shalt have
no other
gods before. I believe the mm-hmm. writings of Moses.
Yes.
And whatever God do is forever.
Yes. It is.
If ye believe not his writings,
how shall ye believe my words?
Matthew 5:17.
Right. Yes.
This is what Jesus said. So let's not skip over what Jesus is saying. But everybody skip over what he's saying. They run to the cross and began to mourn.
Yes.
They whipped him up the hill. They beat him. But I believe on his way up the hill, he said, don't weep for me.
That's right, he did.
Weep for those that you're going to give suck and bear.
That's right.
Anybody weep for him? He died.
Yes.
If you're not dying, you need to weep for yourself.
That's
yes.
Right.
If you don't die,
that's right.
you stand alone.
That's right.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
You have to die to be with the Lord.
Yes.
Spiritual and natural.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful? 5:17, what does it say?
Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets.
What?
I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
How plain is that?
Yes.
I believe his writings. I believe what the Lord is saying. He did not come to destroy the law or the prophets. He came to fulfill. He kept God's word. And if there was an offering for sin, he gave that, which was his body, himself. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass,
what?
One jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the
law.
So
wait a minute, how do you take out a whole day? Not one jot or one tittle shall pass till all be fulfilled. Which means if you're not fulfilling it, it still applies to you. If you're fulfilling it, it's yet not going to pass.
No, it's not.
You and I pass from death to life. Isn't that beautiful? Not one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass. What?
Till all be fulfilled.
That beautiful? What?
Whosoever.
Whosoever.
Therefore.